Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Alan Mates, the president of Robinson and Mates, M-A-I-T-E-S. That's RobinsonMates.com, right, Alan?
Yes, it is, Jim. Thank you.
So check that out and find out what they do for their customers right there at the website. I encourage you. I've been working, Alan and I've been working side by side for a long time, and I completely endorse and recommend his company. So if you need the services of an outstanding marketing firm, please check them out. Alan, we've been talking about the convergence of technology and marketing. We've been talking about old traditional media and new media. One of the things that we probably haven't talked about enough on this show before is as you mount this strategy, as you execute on your marketing strategy, make sure that you're not missing one great piece of the puzzle, and that is your own people, your internal customers, and how they can help you by being ambassadors. I think that's what the term that you use. Talk to us about that, please.
Yes, and I think, you know, as we talk about, you know, convergence of marketing and technology, it's natural for us all to look at these external audiences and forget about the ones under our own roof, so to speak, and it's the internal audiences of your employees and how important they can be in helping you grow your business. And technology plays a role with them as well. It's allowing them the opportunity to help market your business, to understand the brand culture, and to be able to exude that when they're in their daily and day-to-day lives. And what becomes key and how technology comes into it is allowing those employees the opportunities to collaborate amongst themselves, allowing them, when they're interacting with various systems that are used within your business, that these systems and that user interface and user experience is branded to your company culture and values, so they're interacting with that key messaging, those key benefits, and those key values of your company and your brand day in and day out. That leads to much more engaged employees. That's been proven will stay longer on the job, work harder.
And more engaged employees convert to engaged customers.
You got it. And we're trying to make sure some of our clients are refocusing on that internal audience and understanding the strength that brings to your overall marketing plan.
You know, earlier in our visit, you talked about a content schedule. You know, having regular content's important in the new media platforms and whatever you're doing on your website, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes I think a lot of small business owners think, "Oh my goodness, you know, how will I ever come up with new things to talk about?" Well, you know what? You don't have to do it alone. Your employees have ideas. They have thoughts. They can contribute. Even if they don't write it themselves, they can contribute topics that then can be covered by somebody in the organization. What do you think, Alan?
Absolutely. And as long as those employees have been ingrained in your culture and your brand and understand what those values and what you're trying to communicate, you, more times than not, you really can trust them. They're going to come up with something good that's going to reach people differently than if the business owner or manager did it themselves.
And in terms of building community and staying in touch with community, you've got to get to a point where you can trust your employees to have their own connections with customers through the new media.
Very true. And they will personalize it, and they will make it their relationship, which only strengthens the bond with your product, company, or brand.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, these employees can really, this is an example, in my opinion, Alan, of where small business owners have a big advantage over big companies. What do you think?
I think that's true, because they have a much closer knit almost family-type environment in many cases. Mm-hmm. Although there's the discipline of the work day and the job to get done.
Well, it's not a bunch of policies and lawyers that have to go through for an individual employee to become, you know, to connect with a customer.
Well, that's right. Much quicker to action.
Yeah, exactly. No question. Alan Mates, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Robinson and Mates, and that's robinsonmates.com is the website. Please check that out. Alan, great job today. Thanks for teaching us.
Jim, thanks for having me on the show again. Always look forward to it.
We always get smarter when Alan joins us. Alan, come back another day. We'll see you then. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.